Jerry Garcia. We played in clubs mostly, and bars, the fireside, the in-room, places like that, for about 3 or 4 months, 6 nights a week, and that's where we really learned how to play. 5 sets a night, you really got hot by the 3rd or 4th set, and you can start playing some really insane stuff.
Steve Brown. In 65, I left KSFO and went to work in record distribution, doing promotion. Going to radio stations from south of San Francisco to Monterey, and also going to all the major record stores on the peninsula and down to Santa Cruz in Monterey. So I would have this word coming to me from these stores about the bands they'd been seeing. And it inevitably came up, Warlocks, Warlocks. People would give you a heads up on what's cool. I spent time going to see them at the In Room in Belmont to check them out. The In Room was interesting, because it was right there on El Camino Real in suburbia, and the people who were going there were stewardesses and insurance salesmen, sort of a Mad Men kind of deal, with lots of cigarettes smoking back in the day and drinks. So you go in the door, and it's the bar, and there's stools and tables and all these people, and then it made an L, and at the rear was the stage, and there was an area to dance, I think. And the sound would sort of go out around the corner into the bar. You could still see the band a little from the bar. So the people who came to see the Warlocks would be in that dance area. One night, we went out in somebody's old Plymouth and smoked a joint and laughed it up and gabbed it up. There was a lot of smoking going on behind the club during the breaks. Everybody in the club would be smoking cigarettes and everyone out back was smoking pot. People in the bar pretty much ignored the band. They probably thought they were just there to entertain the people in the back. And we were pretty well entertained.
Bob Matthews. I remember watching them in that first year, after Magoo's, doing the In Room for 6 weeks, doing the San Francisco Mime Troupe benefit. They were a dance band. People loved to dance to them, and they didn't like it when the song ended. And the band didn't like it either because they'd come up with a groove, and once you got a groove, you go with it. They started extending Gloria out to 15 minutes. I saw the evolution of improv, playing a tune longer than its formatted arrangement was. They would start to explore rhythmic variations, and as they'd start to do that, they'd start tripping themselves out.